理课堂听 class.com。
试卷六口译题。
Part A, Directions. In this part of the test, you will hear two passages in English. After you have heard each paragraph, interpret it into Chinese. Start interpreting at the signal, and stop it at the signal. You may take notes while you are listening. Remember, you will hear the passages only once. Now let's begin Part A with the first passage.Passage 1. I am somewhat overwhelmed to be in the presence of such a distinguished group of very clever people. I know that the work you do is in biology and ecology and fisheries generally, reviewing stocks of fish generally, and giving opinions on fisheries and research projects in the Central and Western Pacific, and it is so very important.As the Australian Fisheries Minister, I am also conscious of how very critical your work is to helping people like me, who manage the fisheries. And so, I am delighted and honored, in fact, to be with you today. I was just saying to the Australian Organizing Committee, I'm not sure whether or not I was invited here or whether I invited myself, but I did particularly want to come along because I wanted to emphasize to the Australian government.And to the Australian people just how important the work that you do is. The climate here on the Sunshine Coast is very warm and hospitable, and I extend to you all a similar warm welcome, particularly for those of you who have come such a long way to participate in this forum. Passage 2. The theme of this conference, nuclear energy and innovation, is very appropriate given what I want to talk about today. I want to start by talking to you about the future at AECL. I believe strongly that our ability to innovate differentiates us from our competitors, and we at AECL.Have been concentrating our efforts on innovation. But this innovation is not restricted to technology. We know that it is important to innovate in other areas of our activity, including product and services delivery, business models, customer relations, and internal processes. So, what do I mean by innovation? It doesn't mean change just for the sake of change.It means understanding the business environment, how it is likely to evolve, how our customers are responding to that environment, and how our resources and expertise can be exploited most effectively to add value to our customers. It also means developing new business relationships with our customers and suppliers that are a radical departure from traditional approaches.